在线英语听力室 ,tinroom.com, 欢迎您。
Hello, and welcome to A Cup of English. Today is Tuesday, the 23rd of December, 2008, and the title of this podcast is Snow Time. My name is Anna, I'm English,I live in the northwest of the United States, and Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, I will be bringing you a little English to wake up your language learning skills. Snowy time. Beginners. White, white, white. That is mostly what I see these days. But it is a beautiful white. It is a white that covers everything outside. Houses, cars, streets, trees, even the thinnest signposts.It is a white that brings quiet with it. Snow is, of course, like a blanket. It covers and it quietens. Now in the morning, instead of hearing the busy swoosh of cars and buses going to work and school, we hear nothing. Even the snow plow is quite quiet until it lowers its plow and scrapes along the icy road. The big white blanket also brings entertainment with it. Lots of entertainment.You can ski, sled, or just goof around in the snow. The children bundle up in lots of warm clothes for playtime. If they don't, they will pay for it later with icy toes and fingers and ears. Advanced. There is a birdhouse just outside our kitchen window, which sits, pretty as a picture all year long, reflecting the changing seasons. In spring, it is a flurry of activity,with noisy, twittery birds who seem like complete maniacs in constant motion. And oh, the noise! For a light sleeper like myself, it is a challenge to control myself enough to not pull out the birdhouse just to get some peace and quiet. Mind you, whenever I'm tempted to get rid of the thing, I see what a haven it is for our beautiful, dainty feathered friends. I couldn't possibly. Well, the babies grow, learn to fly, and leave the nest.And before you know it, the house is empty again. As the seasons change, many of the species of birds that live here fly south for warmer climates. A few stay and brave the long winter. They are adept at finding just the right spots for building nests and finding food. We help them along by putting seeds out for them, but I think that they would probably manage by themselves. As the snow quietly covers everything day after day,The little house gets more and more insulated. I think it will be a part of our garden for years to come. Well, that's all for today. I hope you found this podcast useful. To download the text and grammar notes, please go to acupofenglish.libsyn.com or click on the small I in the description column in iTunes. If you'd like to send me a message, feel free to write to acupofenglish.com.